So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them.
Don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it.
You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really?
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way.
Get rich or die trying.
Yeah.
Either I'm going to get rich or I'm going to die in the process. And then if I die in the process, I was doing what I wanted to do.
I guess it comes down to a simple choice, really. Get busy living or get busy dying.
Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do? Why not do that? Maybe you could justify your wretched existence to yourself that way. I think you could. That's what it looks like.
I mean, think about it. If you're gonna do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not gonna have to wonder, ooh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that!
I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here who have no idea how talented they truly are. Now I'm talking about talent, like some God-given ability. Talent that sometimes you have to hone, you have to work on, and you have to harness yourself. And they just walk around just on their phones, just clueless to how powerful they are.
We're running at 40%, most of us. You know, because we're half in and half out. And it's not surprising, because life is difficult. It's like, well, what if you were 90% in, or 95% in, or all in? Because you're all in anyways, right? It's a life and death game. No one gets out of this. Everyone dies. You might as well commit yourself. And you might as well commit yourself to the highest good that you can attain, because why not? It'll imbue your life with meaning. It's hard, the responsibility's there, but all the meaning's in the responsibility, and that'll make your life better.
Sun, stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, well, gotta figure it out, made some mistakes, life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point. I'm a life goes on type of guy.
You have to dive in that to find more. Because if you're not willing to go in there and face yourself, you're not gonna find anything. You're going to live right here on surface, man, right here on surface. So if there is an ending to this world and there is somewhere to go and there's a judgment, you're going to get there and you might see a chart. And that chart may tell you who the fuck you should have been. And now you get the rest of your life to think about that. Man, I could have lived a much better life if I just would have just suffered a little bit more. If I just would have went in that and realized I had so much more. But fear and the 40% and living here versus living here, being afraid, stop me.
If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It could mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It could mean freezing on a park bench. It could mean jail. It could mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, or how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it, despite rejection and the worst odds, and it will be better than anything you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. Do it. Do it. All the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is.
And then who knows what comes. That's the beautiful thing. If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl. If you don't show up. If you show up, you put yourself in a situation to create those opportunities. And when you show up, how hard do you go? That's the faster that opportunity will come to life for you. It's up to you guys. But I applaud you for being here. I applaud you for watching this, encouraging you to incorporate this in your workout. You'll see the gains like I did, and you'll fall in love with it. Even though it's tiring and exhausting, and you're sweating your ass off, and you're tired as can be, small down payment that you're willing to pay every day for the large investment of a greater life.
You won't die, and if you do die, you won't care, because you'll be dead. Best case, you win. Worst case, it won't matter.
Know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that?
That if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
Like, I'm 54 years old right now. Like that. I mean, it just blew by. Yeah. And you think when you're young that you have all this time. You have no time. There's no time. I mean, one of the quotes on the wall in the gym in there is, there is no tomorrow from Rocky III.
It takes more effort to start in the beginning, and more people are right about the fact. They're like, hey, you're not going to hit it big. And guess what? A month in, you're not. But they're only measuring on months. And at 6 months, you're also not going to hit it big yet. And they're going to be like, I'm still right. And at a year, you're still not going to hit it big. And they'll still be right. And every day that you haven't hit it, they're going to feel like they were right. But they're wrong, because they're measuring in days and you're measuring in decades.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome? It was all just 40 to 60, you know, vanilla ice cream mush gray, like, existence.
Yeah.
The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to... I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You know, to achieve your dreams. That's not always open.
If your definition of success is win or lose, giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never quit, in the end, you will succeed.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything, you don't have discipline, you ain't nobody.
Right.
Nothing of discipline, because you give up under the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Hard work brings great rewards. This is a reminder of the hard work and dedication that I put into everything that I've done. I'm not content because I know where I came from. And I don't ever want to go back.
I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero.
You know, when you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering, you know?
You find no answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. And we don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. That just comes naturally to us. Happy moments, but the dark times, man, you can't get there unless you put yourself there.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their notifications because they can't stick with. They can't say no.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best.
I don't quit. You know, I may not make it the first time, but I'll come back. I gotta get my head back in the game. I gotta figure this out. It doesn't mean you leave. It means you study it more.
When your excuses make you feel a little bit better about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better. But they're not helping you. They're not helping you at all.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Don't follow what most people do, because you don't want the results that most people get. The average person is obese, likely to be divorced, and has less than $1,000 in the bank. It feels safe to do what everyone else is doing, but it's actually a terrible decision.
It's like the best way to guarantee to not have the life that you want is to do what everyone else is doing. Unless you want what everyone else has, with no one, which no one does.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen in life.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are going to pass away. Loved ones are going to die. Your relationships are going to break down. Your body is going to fail you. You're going to become ill or sick or destitute. Things are going to happen mm-hmm. that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live, or breathe, or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people, don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
And every morning you wake up, you hold yourself accountable to that mission. Not a company's, your own. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
If you want to change your life, you must change your ways. You must develop discipline. You must develop strength. It doesn't matter where you are in life. It really doesn't. Because the great thing about life is it's always your next move. Your next move that counts.
The confidence comes from preparation. You know, so when the game's on the line, I'm not asking myself to do something that I haven't done thousands of times before, right? So when I prepare, I know what I'm capable of doing, I know what I'm comfortable doing, and I know what I'm not comfortable doing, right? And so in those moments, if it looks like I'm ice cold or not nervous, it's because I've done it thousands of times before. So what's one more time?
I cannot stress this enough. The more you put into anything in life, the more you're gonna get out. Now, for whatever reason, people understand this, and they understand that the more you put into building a business, the more you're gonna get out of it. The more hours you spend working on anything, the more you are gonna get out. Work pays.
If there was a big meta indicator that you're doing the right thing, doing what everyone isn't doing is already probably the single biggest indicator that you're doing the right thing. Like if I could wish nothing else on my child, whenever I choose to have them in the future, is that they have high agency, which is that they make decisions independent from the opinions of other people. And when we hear words like authentic and original and things like that, it's because the person starts at square one and says, well, what do I want? And then they start building from there.
This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute. Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
You know, some of y'all are motivated by broke. I'm broke, I'm stuck, I'm fucked up, I can't do nothing. Some of y'all are motivated by just wanting to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Other folks are motivated by materialistic things. It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it.
Listen, every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. Could be anything. Could be you get up and you walk downstairs, you got a flat tire and you're late for work and you got this and that. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it and you got to deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on. You have to get up every day. When I get up out of bed, I strap up and I'm getting ready for war.
I'm obsessed with finding myself now. After not having to prove anything to anybody other than myself and my family, you know, but really myself, and realizing that that is enough. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like giving your best is enough. And sometimes we lose track of that, you know, and yeah. So for anybody out there, you know, you're enough, man.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, I actually paid attention one time in class, and he said, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, rest at the end, not in the middle.
I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
But just like success, no matter what field or what endeavor you are, and success, whether it's in the gym here, or in business, or relationship, whatever success is, the underlying quality of that life runs parallel to commitment. They go hand in hand, guys. It doesn't matter how much, you know, money you have or how much success you have. Well, the overall quality of life is that journey, the struggle of it. And that's that journey and that struggle is successful only when the commitment rises equally to the effort. And nothing given to you is ever valued. It's what's earned its value that you can build from.
The ultimate lesson here is this. Everybody's on their own path. And I don't want to judge someone for wanting to be free and easy. I just want you to understand that there's a cost to that. And the cost that you're going to have to that isn't going to come until later. Most people need to shut the fuck up and focus on that version of themselves they want to become and actually be willing to become it. And that's what's ultimately going to create the fulfillment that you're looking for. It's not going to be your cold plunge. It's not going to be your morning routine. It's going to be the work that you fucking do to become that version of yourself that is the exact version that you know you're supposed to become, and then being proud of it. That's what's going to create the fulfillment that you're searching for.
Now, get control of your emotions and carry on with your life. And sometimes you're going to get hit with those waves, and that's okay. I think that's a big misconception, and sort of relates to what you're saying. Oh, I'm having an emotional moment right now. There's something wrong with me. No, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. The other extreme is, oh, I'm letting my emotions run my life, and I'm making a bunch of bad decisions, and my excuse is, well, you know, I lost some friends, or I had this traumatic experience happen to me. That's why I'm doing, that's just an excuse. And it's a very easy excuse.
Trial and error. You know, you grow up and you make game-winning shots and it's awesome. You come back the next day and miss a game-winning shot and it's misery. And then the next day comes and you're back playing again. And you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic, but then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday. Yeah. So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution. Every day is just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out that matters.
Yeah. That haunting is something that's still there today. Because no matter how much you improve, no matter how much you change who you are, it's not permanent. You'll just wake up and say, oh my God, man, you're David Goggins. You break records, you do this, you do that. People want to know, how are you able to just be so hard? I never turn the thing off. Because once it turns off, I go right back to the David Goggins that is. And that's the guy that I'm constantly fighting every day. And it's a choice. And that choice makes you misunderstood. It makes you crazy.
Patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work. The discipline of patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, right? Because we all talk about hustle. We talk about working hard. We talk about grinding, this, that, and the third. But nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience, because in the patience, that's where you're going to make it or you're going to break. The discipline of patience, right? Because when you're not patient, you can make a lot of mistakes, man. Like I told you, the quote said, don't judge each day by the harvest you reap. You judge each day by the seeds that you sow, right? When you sow a seed, you got to be what? Oak, you got to be patient.
You know, greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. So, just a mentality, really.
You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah.
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life, rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
This is probably one of the heaviest hammer blows, I think, for today, this next one. This is a real hammer blow.
Anger tweeting?
No, it's not. It's an existential one.
Oh, fun.
You've already achieved goals you said would make you happy. You've already achieved goals you said would make you happy.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away. It's raining outside, it's cold outside, when you don't want to put those long hours in at work,
That's what I'm talking about. Your feelings must go away.
This is kind of part of being a man. It's like,
if you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You kind of got to fuck it all up a little bit.
I think so.
I think part of learning is dying. I think part of learning is you got to die a little bit. Because what is learning? Learning is me giving up on my old shit, my old ideas. Those ideas have to die for me to be open to some new shit. And so me learning how to be a better man, I had to die a little bit.
Nobody cares, you know? At the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job. Life is tough sometimes, and it's not fair. And it doesn't care sometimes. But you're going to hold true to what you believe, and you're going to hold true to who you are, and you're going to be that person whether it's easier or it's not. And that's the standard that I'm going to hold my children to, and that's the standard I hold myself to. If I can't do it, then how can I tell them to do it?
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know. But to get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work.
The thing is with me is I don't give a f-. I don't give a f-.
Yeah.
I don't give a sh- what anybody says or what anybody thinks. I have this mindset. I know exactly who the f- I am. I have my circle of people that I hang around with who know me and know what I'm about and whatever. And anybody else who doesn't like it or doesn't want to, bad. Okay.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I thrive in that. That's the only place to be.
The dumb that I've done or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me, you know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and f***ing up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better. Like, especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a loser. Like, that just teaches you. It teaches you to get your shit together.
And yeah. I'm telling you, you don't need to determine. I'm telling you it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you it is worth it. Yeah. And you know what? You actually know it's worth it. That's why you're asking this question. You know it's worth it. You know it's worth it to have discipline, but you think there's an easier way. Yeah. You think that it's something that people have. You think that when Jocko's alarm clock goes off, yeah, it's like, oh, just like my father taught me, I rise and I shine. You know, like, no. It's like the pillow feels soft and comfortable.
Yeah.
And the alarm clock is banging on my head, and I don't like it. Yeah. But you know what? I know it's worth it to get up and get after it. I know it's worth it, and you know it's worth it.
Here's the thing, though.
We all know it's worth it.
So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You got to start walking because the perspective's not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay. Now you can go walk in the other direction, and that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
It's easy to give up.
You know,
easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. Oh, yeah. I ain't going to keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me.
No one's gonna miracle me to be somebody special. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me. Nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
You know, if you set out a path towards a goal, which you want to do because you need a goal and you need a path, because that provides you with positive emotion, right? So you set up something as valuable. So that implies a hierarchy. You set up something as valuable. You decide that you're going to do that instead of other things. So that's kind of a sacrifice because you're sacrificing everything else to pursue that. And then you experience a fair bit of positive emotion and meaning as you watch yourself move towards the goal. And so the implication of that is that the better the goal, the more full and rich your experience is going to be when you pursue it. So that's one of the reasons that's one of the reasons for developing a vision and for fleshing yourself out philosophically, because you want to aim at the highest goal that you can manage.
You were there. You know this. There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. It was you. There was no pat on the back at 300, at 275, at 250, at 220. No, that was you. There was no aim. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom. You did that. So as times get hard for me, the truth comes out. And my truth is powerful as it's real. It's tangible.
Remember to tell yourself the truth. Remember to tell yourself the truth. You know what that means. The truth is, you need to do more. The truth is, you need to be more to reach your fullest, maximum capacity and capability as a human being. And if you tell yourself that truth, you will find discipline. And if you find discipline, you will find freedom.
I'm one of those old school guys. You know, when you talk about men's mental health and that men have to carry this burden and men have, yeah, that's what we do. Guess what? Somebody's got to get up. I have a family, right? I have children. I got to get up every day and go to work, and I have to, you know, do what I have to do. And no, I don't.
I mean, I'm
about my feelings. You know, you see these guys these days on social media, like, hey, you know, you know what I'm saying? Just talking about day and this happened and I'm fucking,
right.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I know.
Get up.
Oh, I know.
Get the fucking work and do what you got to do and be a fucking man.
No,
be a man.
I tell you.
Just be a man.
Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff. That I wasn't really a loser. I just was someone who was like in a situation. But you could channel all that energy that you have as a young person into something and get better at it. And then all of a sudden people admired me. I was like, this is crazy. So I went from being someone who was incredibly insecure and basically a failure to someone who was really successful at this one thing that was very dangerous that other people were scared of. And that gave me immense confidence and also a real understanding of the direct correlation between hard work and success.
The sacrifices that I encourage people to take are not sacrifices I did not make. And I don't say that there's no ways to get there. I'm just saying that this is the way I got there. And if this path works for you, then maybe it works better than what you're doing right now, which is I had a lot of pain. And so I tried to use it. I just used what I had. I just, you know, I was just angry. I didn't want to fail. And so I just kept going. And so there was no, like, there just wasn't another option.
And so I think that's like, that's what I would encourage people to think about. It's like, I just didn't allow another option, because the other option was just worse than dying.
The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult.
I would say ask her out. No matter who she is, whether she's a job or a new city or a actual person, whether she's an opportunity or a fear, if you're afraid of heights, ask her out. Like whatever she is, man, ask her out. And man, I just, if I could go back to that moment and just not be afraid, just recognize that whatever could be out there, I could have it.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard.
Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. Make the promise small, build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setbacks. And this is my favorite rule from James Clear, which is a habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row. So ideally, go for a month, build it up. But after that, if you ever miss one day, go, okay, mistakes are going to happen. Tomorrow, I double down. Tomorrow, I go on time, absolutely perfect. I'm straight up out of bed, or I go to the gym, or I walk the dog, or I do my meditation or whatever. And that's a good heuristic. Stops errors snowballing into new habits.
Man, I'm built different, period. I was built different, man. And I've always had an eye, a discipline and a work ethic that I've had at a young age that I just apply it to everything that I want to do. Mm. So I would say that, I rarely go out, reading, trying to reverse engineer how to be successful. Like, how do I, start my own production company? How do I do this? How do I do that? And I always felt like if other cats was out partying, I was home studying, I would have an edge.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If Cass was out here doing this and that, being hungover the night before, I would have an edge if I wasn't. I'm a delayed, gratification. I'm that type of person. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm literally like, all right, I will party later. I work hard now, so the second half of my life, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. That's been my mentality. It's like, I'm not going to trick off my early years for partying and then worry about struggling, how I'm going to make it, how I'm going to take care of my family, how I'm going to take care of everybody else. Like, that's not going to be me. I'm going to grind it out now. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna set up the foundation so I can enjoy myself later.
The reality of life is this: the world's f-ing relentless, and it will not stop beating your ass until you wake up and start beating it back. And when I see self-love and all this, I do understand where they're coming from. Those people are talking to people who are on the brink, right? Yep. And they think their entire world's crumbling, and they're telling them it's okay. But I actually think that's the wrong message. Mm-hmm. I think the right message is this. Hey, this is how it is if you don't go hard. This is what you're going to get if you do not try hard to develop yourself and get off the bench and get in the game. And I say that out of a place of love and caring for people.
Yes.
Because I want them to feel better and I want them to do better. And I know what's not going to get them better is just accepting themselves and all their behavior and all their vices and inaction and procrastination and low standards is creating the way you feel.
Nobody in its history of coaching had your level of work ethic. I mean, you hear so many, William, so many guys tell stories about your work ethic.
Yeah.
What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
Well, every day. I mean, since, you know, for 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Now, my vertical was a 40. It wasn't a 46 or a 40, 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive. Right, so you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness, I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast. Right, so I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more. But I enjoyed it though. So like from the time I can't remember when I started watching the game, I studied the game and it just never changed.
A lot of times we have this desire to point the blame finger externally, but wherever you point the finger of blame, power follows. And so whoever I blame for the life I have is the person who I give all the power over my existence or my circumstances. And so it hurts, but if you turn the finger inwards and you start saying, I don't like my life. The person that I need to punish or get back at is the real person who got me here, which is me. And so you may be right that other people did certain things or you got dealt a bad hand. It also doesn't matter, because the only thing that you can't control is obviously the actions that you take. And the only person who's in control of that is you. And so the revenge porn is thinking about what the version of you who got you here did, and then acting in the exact opposite of that as many times as you possibly can. And the pain that you feel by rejecting the thing that you used to do that got you into this bad circumstance, that's the real revenge.
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard. I mean, I was just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard and I looked out there and I have all these epiphanies, man. I have all these moments of it's crazy, man, of just thought, because I'm always by myself and always in deep thought about how to be better. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there just are so upset with how you lived your life and regret how you lived it. And I'm running, a 300-pound man, thinking, man, don't die like this, bro. Don't die like this. So people wonder where this comes from me. It comes from such deep thought of trying to see what this is all about. What is this life all about? What am I all about? Why am I here? You know, I had to find purpose. And my suffering, it had a purpose. It had a purpose.
The world belongs to optimists, because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. Sean Puri says the cynics get to be right, and the optimists get to be rich. 99% right and 100% wrong. They're right 99% of the time, but they're wrong 100%, because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. Your family and friends will say that every girl you ever date is not good enough, except for the one time you find the girl that you're actually going to marry, or that this business idea won't work, and you might have 9 failures. My first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9, as in, the first one, I spent time on it, it failed. Second one, this one will be different. Spent time on it, failed. And then the third one, this one, failed. And then 6 more after that. And it's painful as shit, because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so. And they're right. Today. But not forever. You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. the greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to try.
I found out through this path of life, who is David Goggins? Who am I? So going through all, I did it alone. There was no trophy on the wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my brain. No one helped me get there. No one paid my bills. No one did for me. No one ran those miles, lost that weight, went through it. I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, it's who I am, man.
That's important, man. And most people struggle their whole life to find out who they are. Struggle their whole life to find out what defines them, what they actually enjoy and what they don't.
You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself.
Yeah.
You'll find it real quick.
That is the thing, right? And that's one of the things that I've gotten from paying attention to you, is that what you're preaching, what you're talking about, is finding yourself through struggle.
That's it.
So people always ask me, when they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they said, why is it that you're working out so hard? 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face. The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. Why is that? And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for gold. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision, turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality.
You'll be less than, you'll be a loser if you don't. I can't leave the gym. You won. You won. When you walk out of here today, you know, you've won. Imagine walking out the door a loser. I'd rather die. I would rather die than be that loser guy. Think about that. Do you want to walk out that door a damn loser, or do you want to walk out the door a winner? That, you know, I'll fight to the death. And sometimes I actually went close to death. It sounds crazy, but you got to give it that much. If you want results, otherwise you'll be like everybody else. The majority of the population, they think they're training hard. That was hard.
Here's what I know. I know that until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what? I know I don't feel great. I know I doubt myself. I know I've had a lot of bad things happen. I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it, with the time that I have left in my life, I really want to start to enjoy myself. I want to take better care of myself. I want to feel happy. You don't even have to believe you deserve it yet. You can just want it. You've got to start there. You've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
Victims see their past as their fate. Champions see their past as their origin story. And so a lot of people are living through their origin story right now, or they're living through the very reason that they'll never be successful, but it could be the exact same situation. And the only difference between either character is the actions they choose to take, which means that if you're using Joe Rogan's frame, waking up in your main player character today in this moment, as weird of a construct as this is, the past doesn't exist. Just gone. It's not anywhere. And so the only thing that we absolutely have control over is the actions that we take right now. And it's a weird eraser of time to when you really start thinking that, like, it's only exists in chemicals in my brain, but it doesn't exist right now. Mm-hmm. To think about the past that way. But in some ways, it's also very freeing because it means that I get to start with no baggage. And in some ways, for me, it makes the present feel light.